Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity that I have to be back with you another Saturday morning. I hope and pray today the Lord will speak to your heart. He'll bless you and that you'd be able to really come and listen to the Word of God. I know that the Lord is merciful, long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all shall come unto repentance. And the only way to be able to come to repentance, you got to humble yourself as a little child, and you got to come to Him just like that, humble, unto God, looking for help, following and seeking God. The Bible said when you seek Him with all your heart, you'll find Him. And the Bible tells us that you seek the Lord while He may be found and call on Him while He's near, while He's dealing with you, while He's speaking to your heart. That's when you need to call out on Him. That's when you need to really pray. As you hear this broadcast, as God deals with your heart or any time when God is tugging at your heart's door, that's the time to get still. That's the time to be humble. That's time to cry out to the Lord. If you want mercy, you want help, you got to do like these others did. They cried out unto the Lord. This poor man cried, the psalmist said, and the Lord heard his cry and delivered him out of all his troubles. And just like we spoke about last week about the blind man sitting by the wayside begging, and he cried out unto the Lord. And the Lord said, what shall I do for you? And he said, that I may receive my sight. And God touched him. Jesus touched him. Then he gave him salvation. And I tell you, he was a new man. And that's what it takes today. You got to come to him and you got to cry out to him. That's with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that's something that God will not despise. That's something that God already knows. He knows when you're sincere. He knows when you're earnest. He knows when you're honest. He's God. He knows everything. And so when you come to Him with that broken heart and that contrite spirit, He hears you that instant. He knows. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to be real. He's waiting on you to be broken, contrite, and really come to yourself and willing to forsake everything, willing to forsake your life in order to be able to be saved. Now, there's nothing we're going to lose that we need, but the Bible tells us that we're to forsake all, that we might come to God, that we might be what God have us to be. And I know in the book of Mark chapter 10 and verse 28, Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Peter began to talk to Jesus and said, we have left all and followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there's no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses and brethren, sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last and last shall be first. And he's telling here that no matter what it is, you need to be willing to forsake it. Some may that listen to me may be saying, well, if I get saved, if I begin to call on God and my life changes and my wife won't have anything to do with me or my girlfriend will leave me or so forth, or my good buddies are not going to accept me, all these types of things, or my mother, my father's not going to want me around or whatever it is. But see, the devil tells you a lot of lies. He's trying to keep you from coming to God and seeking God above everything else. But you got to be willing to forsake everything in your life. And when you do, I tell you, he said that he will bless you 100-fold in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands. He will bless you in abundance if you'll just trust him and believe him and get your sins forgiven. And when you get born again, I tell you, he gives you the best. He takes care of you, watches over you, and he's going to take care of every situation. You're not going to lose anything you need. If you can lose a wife by coming to Christ and or a girlfriend you didn't have much to begin with, I tell you, they will come. They will humble themselves through prayer as well, and they'll get saved. But if not, if they run their way, then it wasn't meant. That's the way I see it. And I know that the Lord take care of all that. You just got to be willing to trust the Lord with all these things. And don't try to hold back and try to just hold on to things that you think you might lose if you come to God You got to be willing to forsake them. You got to be willing to turn from your sin and turn from the things of the world. Just turn your back to the world and your face to God, and just pour out your heart, fall down at His precious feet and confess your sins to Him and be willing to give up everything, and you will get saved. Now this was man here in chapter of Mark, chapter 10 and verse 21, it's talked about here that verse 20, he said, he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things I observed from my youth. He was talking to a man. This man came to him and began to ask him, said, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? We're back in verse 17 of the chapter 10. And he talked about this man came and said, good master, what shall I do that I might be saved, that I may have eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. And he said, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and thy mother. He said, why are you calling me good? The Lord was dealing with this man's heart. Jesus was. Now Jesus is God in the flesh. That's what He is. He's the Son of God. He came from the bosom of the Father into this world. And Jesus began to deal with this man that He is the Son of God. He is God. And He began to talk to him, and he was trying this man's heart, no doubt. And this man come to him and said, Lord, I want to be saved. I want to have eternal life. And what shall I do? And Jesus began to tell him, thou knowest the commandments. And when he did that, he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. All this I've done from my youth up. I've lived a good life. I've tried to do good. I've honored my father and my mother. I've obeyed them, and I hadn't killed nobody, and I hadn't stole anything, no doubt. And he began to talk about these things, that he kept all these things from his youth. But he answered and said to him, Master, all these things. But Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Isn't that good? Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, he said this unto him in love. And Jesus loves you today, my friend. He, even though you may be in sin, even though you may be down in some deep sins, Jesus loves you. He loves you, and he don't love you sin. He hates sin, but he loves you, and he cares for you. And this man, Jesus loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up your cross and follow me. He said, one thing you're lacking. And see, this man, no doubt, he needed to see himself in a better way. This flesh stinks. This flesh is rotten. And I tell you, there's things that people say, well, I've never lied, or I've never done this. But I tell you, when people really get honest about themselves, they'll see that they've come short of the glory of God. And the Bible said, there's none righteous, no, not one. We all like sheep gone astray, but the Father's laid all of our iniquity upon His Son, and by His stripes we're healed. So we all are sinners, and we all need Jesus, and we all need that new birth, which is the born again experience. And that's what Jesus was talking to this young man about, that he come up short. He was lost, but there's one thing he was holding on. There was one thing that was his God. It wasn't Jesus. It wasn't God. It was his money. The Bible said Jesus told him, take up your cross and follow me. If you want eternal life, if you want the treasure in heaven, then this is what you do. And he said, and he was sad at the saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus said, go sell what you have and give to the poor. And this man, he had great possessions, and he went away sad. He went away because that's what he held on to. That's something that was hindering him from being saved, was his money, by holding on to things. And you got to be willing to give everything up, and the Lord will take care of the rest. But this man, Jesus looked around about and said unto his disciples after this occasion here, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter the kingdom of God? I tell you this, the people, he said, they have these riches. They think they have no time for God. They don't need God. Not all rich folks are like that. There's some that are humble. There are some that will not, they won't let it become their God. But this man did. But even if it don't become your God and you have other sin, you've never been saved, you got to get saved. You got to be born again to get to heaven. And the Bible said that Jesus began to talk to the disciples about how hard it was for those that have riches to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them to trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? He said, it's hard. It's a hard thing. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through something so small, something so narrow, he said, it's easier for that to happen than a rich man to get to heaven because they're trusting in their riches is what he's saying. This man was trusting in his riches. That's what Jesus said. How is it hard for them that trust in riches? And this man had trust in riches. It wasn't trusting in God. It wasn't trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you may not have riches, but you may be holding on to things that you're trusting in, that you're holding on to. And you need to let that go. You need to trust in God. You need to trust him with your heart and your life and your soul. And I tell you, if you'll do that, you'll be so glad you did. I tell you, it'll be wonderful to you. You'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. You'll have the peace that passes all understanding. You'll have peace with God then. You'll have mercy with the Lord, and he'll have the best for you. You become the child of God when you really get saved. And this man, he went away sad because he was trusting in his riches. And his disciples were astonished about this. And they begin to say, who then can be saved? Who can be saved? I tell you, no matter how far you've gone, how deep you've gone, no matter what your sin is, thank God today, all things are possible with God. He said, with men it's impossible, but not with God. You may feel that it's impossible for God to hear you. It's impossible for God to save you. You've done so wrong. You've done and ran and did things you ought not to do. And it's like that. Just no way that God could forgive you, but he can and he will. It's possible. He made all things possible. That's why Jesus died. He died for sinners. He died for you. He died for me. I tell you, to the vilest of sinners, to those that what seemed to be so bad, but all were sinners and come short of the glory of God. And he died and made the way that all could come to the throne. He made all that could come and taste of the water of life freely. And then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we've left all, we followed thee. And Jesus began to talk to him and said, yes. Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, and children, the lands and persecution. The Bible said those of our own household will be our foes. And there's times where you might be in a rough relationship or home life or whatever it is. I know I went through it with my dad when he was out and he was drinking and living after the world. He wasn't doing right. And I got back to church and was trying to live for God, and I was his target. And he had things to say, hurtful things, and he began to do things that would hinder me. But yet God was my stay. God was my strength, and he helped me through it all. No matter what it is, God will take care of that, and he will put people in their position where they need to be. But my time's quickly coming and going, but my prayer to God is today that you get saved, that you'd come to him today with a broken heart and contrite spirit. Turn from your sin. Turn to God and repent of your sins, and he'll have mercy. He'll hear from heaven, and he'll save you, seal you, put you into the body of Christ, and you'll never be lost again. That's what the good word of God teaches. I love you. God bless you. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.